Mishnah Peyalus, a custom of the Garish is Ishtai Benimlach. A man actually wrote a get, and he changed his mind. So you have to know there's a concept that Chazal called Reach Get. Reach Get means that besides the fact that a woman who gets a divorce, a good get, is possible from Kahuna, there's a concept of Reach Get. There are certain types of Gittin that are not Gittin, but since it smells like a get, similar to a get, a woman is Aser. And basically a Reach Get, there are two types of Reach Get. One is a Reach Get is when there's a Drabonim Dika Chumra to give a get. When you have a situation where there was a Kedushin, that Minatayra was not a Kedushin. But Midrabanan, Rabbanan was Chayshish to Kedushin, they made the woman give a get. So that's a Reach Get, it's a Get to Rabbanan. And there's a second type of Reach Get, which we actually learn from a Pasuk. If someone gives a woman a get, it says, Harayat Nugureshes Mimeni, Va'asura L'chal Adam. I'm going to be divorced from you, but you're not allowed to marry anybody. Obviously, that's not a get. We learn out of a pasuk that's also a reyach get. Isha grusha me isha. A woman who's divorced just from her husband. That does not for the rest of the world. That's a reyach get. And that also has a din to ask a woman to kayin. A shamei hold that there's a third reyach get. If someone writes, Megarish Yisishtai V'nimlach, Beishami Hol, that's a third type of Reach Get. And Beisel disagrees. Now, Beisel disagrees with this type of Reach Get. And Moedid is a concept of Reach Get. Just this particular type of Reach Get, Beisel disagrees with. The Mardechai, in the end of the seventh parak, brings that someone asked the Shaila, sounds exactly like this Mishnah. Someone asked the Shaila, a Kayin wrote a get to divorce his wife, and he changed his mind. Are they allowed to be married? A Kayin HaMesukan, it's a little different. It says in the Mishnah, it says in the Mardechai, the Kayin was sick. And, and he wrote a get, Lagarish Ashtay al Tanai Valoimala al Peh, in Mesi Yaheget, and Loy Mesi Lo Yaheget. He was sick and he didn't want his wife to fall to Yibam. So he said, if I die, it's a get. If I don't die, it's not a good get. So they asked Rabbeinu Yitzchak, in Yachalakai Malah Zira, Imamad Michal, Imamad. If he was well, is he allowed to go back to him? So it's interesting, the Mardechai says, three rayas that you're allowed to go back. Raya number one is this Mishnah. The Persian Mishnah. It still says you can go back. Raya number two is a more interesting raya. The Gemara in Yuma says that a Kohen Gadol has to have a wife on Yom Kippur. And Chazal couldn't take a chance. If his wife dies on Yom Kippur, even though the odds of it happening are small, Chazal didn't want to take a chance that his wife will die. So therefore, Misakdin lo Isha Acheres, they prepared another wife. So what did they do with this other wife? So there's a machloikis how it worked. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Gimel says that this is how it worked. So he's not going to get married in Yom Kippur. So what he did is, Erev Yom Kippur, he married the second wife. Now we have two wives. But the Gemara says, a Kohen Gadol can't have two wives. The Chippur Ba'adai Ba'ad Beisa, you can only be married to one wife. So on Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, he gave his second wife, he married her. And then if he married her, he gave her a get, Al-Minas, that my first wife lives through Yom Kippur, then the get should be chal. Follow? He took his second wife, Erev Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur, he can't be married to two, just like he can't be married to zero. He can't marry to two, he has that one wife. So on Erev Yom Kippur, he married this woman. And then, right away, gave her a get. Al-Minos, the get should be chal, Al-Minos, my wife lives through Yom Kippur. The first wife lives through Yom Kippur. Then the second one is divorced. He only has one wife. But the second wife does not live through Yom Kippur. Then the get is not a get. And then he has the second wife. So Zav de Mardechai, it's a raya that what? That if you give your wife a get on a tanai, and the tanai is not makoyim, that you're allowed to go to that wife, stick with the wife. Because the second wife got a get on a condition that the first wife lives through. And if the first wife dies on Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol stays married to his second wife. So it's a raya that Yom Kippur could stay married to a wife, even if he gave her a get tonight. Well, what has to be? So it has to be chal earlier, but if the spiral of Mafreya later, it's going to be chal earlier. No, but then it's not chal earlier. No, later on you could be in the violent afraid of it's chal. Now, if someone gives a woman a get, I'm enough that you don't marry Pliny. So it's a good get. Later, if she marries Pliny, it's possible to marry. So that's the second raya of the Mardechai. What? Maybe if they can't stay married, it's enough. So maybe what you're really saying is that maybe since we're not Torah, they're married, it's not really such a good raya. As you said, the raya is really not such a good raya because the whole Reach Get is a drabbanon. So since it's a drabbanon, maybe it's just one machir. So some sefer said, "Time is this on the Mardechai." That's really not a shtaka raya. Because the whole Reach Get of Beis Shammai is a drabbanon. So what's the raya? It could be that the drabbanon were a machmir for a Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur, they were a machmir. Even if they were machmir, they were machmir for after Yom Kippur, not on Yom Kippur. The third raya the Mardechai brings is from the people who went out to battle in David's army. We know that the Gemara says in Subis that when they went out to do battle, they gave a get before they went to do battle. The men gave a get to their wives. Al Tanai, it's actually Machlokes Rashi Tosis, it was Al Tanai. The Mordechai learns that it was Al Tanai. They gave a get. What was the get? If I don't return from battle, then it should be a get. So the Mordechai says, it's Mustaver that they were Kainim that went also. We know at least the Kainim Shoch Bukhaba went. At least one Kohen went. So the Kohen also gave a get. Al Minos, if I don't return, it should be a get. Now most of them did return, hopefully, after battle. But they went back to their wives. They didn't want to come also to their wives. So Vaita Tzaraya, if you give a get to a wife, it's Vaita Tzaraya if you give a get to a wife, and you come back and the get is bottled, that you're allowed to go back to your wife, even if you're a cut. That's his third raya. And that raya also is not 100% a raya. The Mordechai himself says that who says Kainim went to battle? Maybe Kainim didn't go to battle. But that's his third raya.
Why is it?
So some Sefer Tshuva says that this Mordechai is a teller. What are you bringing rayas? You have a Feresh Mishnah. The Mordechai, it's even strange in the Mordechai. The Mordechai in the seventh parak brings the Shaila. It's a Feresh Mishnah. You ever saw Shas Tshuva Sefer? They asked me a Shaila, and I answered it's a Feresh Mishnah. There are very few such, there are occasionally such Tshuvas. Because there's always some type of twist. But that is a Shaila, Mamish the Mishnah's case. Is a Shaila. Now the fact that people ish Shaila instead of a Feresh or Mishnah is obviously it happens. But that they wrote it down with Dairus and the Mardechai, in a different perek, and he brought rayas from Malchus Beis David and rayas from Yom Kippur. It's a very strange Mordechai. Yes, Kashayla, with a case that's a Beferisha Mishnah, and you bring other rayas. The Sosedes Matmiya on this Mordechai, he says, what's with the Mordechai? What's this? Why is he Habagdus Nefesh over this type of a thing? Well, sometimes one of the most common ribbish shaylas I have is a situation where one person takes out a mortgage for someone else. Very often a father takes out for a son. So I used to tell people it's us or it's a Beferisha Mishnah. So I didn't convince people that much. Then the last thing Rav Moshe came out, I told people, Rav Moshe has a truth, he says it's us. Oh, so that convinced them. But the thing with Moshe is that it's us, it's a Beferisha Mishnah. But when you tell someone it's a Mishnah, they think, yeah, the Mishnah's not talking about exactly a bank and a mortgage. Tell Rav Moshe was talking about our cases, right? I took it, it's a Beferisha Mishnah. So this Mordechai, it's a very strange thing, that the Mordechai should go and bring, first of all, should say it's a Beferisha Mishnah, and then it brings two Rayas. And both Rayas, we have to put him on the Rayas. The whole thing needs Hezman. So Chassam Seifer tells us a big yisayid in Tanoigim, and he applies it here. The yisayid is an important yisayid. It's really Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, and it's in the Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Beis. A very important understanding of two types of Tanoim in a get. So Seifer says there are two types of Tanoim. There's one type of Tanai where you say im. Aleph Mem, if. Hariyat Mugureshes im Mesi. This should be a good get if I die. This should be good if I don't come back to die. This should be a good get if whatever Tanai a person makes. So a person tells a woman, Hariyat Mugureshes im. If you give me $100, you give me $1,000. When you make such a Tanai, the Lashon Im, the get is chal later when the Tanai is Mekuyim. That's when there's a Chalois HaGet. When the Tanai is Mekuyim, that's when the get is chal. That's the din of the Im type of get. Now obviously, you say Im Meisi, it can't be after I die, because if the man dies and get Lachamisa, it means right before I die. But any get that you say Im, it's chal later. And the Alana Nafkaminas, let's say you say Harry's a get if something, and the husband dies before the Tanai is Mekuyim, it's not a get. It has to be Mekuyim later. Harry is a get if you do this and this. So then it's only when you do this and this that it's Chal. Also, the husband can retract. The man gives a woman a get, Harry's a getich im Meisi. He's still, it's not chal yet. He still has power. He could retract the get. So that a get with the im is a get that's not over yet. It's a get that's sort of hanging in the air. It's going to be chal later. A get al minos is a different type of get. If someone says a get, so I give his wife a get, al minos, that let's say she doesn't marry Pliny. The husband doesn't like Pliny, that's why his wife marrying this person. So they'll give you a get, Almanos, you don't marry Pliny. The get, by Almanos, the get is chal right away. The get is chal immediately. On the condition that you don't marry Pliny. If you're going to marry Pliny, you'll be mevatel to get Lamafreya. But when a person gives a get, Beloshin Almanos, then the get is chal immediately. The get is chal right away. And the Tanai, we'll see, the Tanai could later change things. But the Chalois is right away. Now, in the two cases that the Mordechai, in our Mishnah, first of all, our Mishnah, it's not clear. Maybe our Mishnah is talking in. Is it clear from our Mishnah what Tanai is talking about? No. You could say maybe he's talking Dafke him, maybe he's talking Amanos. I don't know. The two cases the Mordechai brings the Raya from have to be almanos. Why do they have to be almanos? Why does it have to be? Let's go to the case of Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has two wives. He gives the wife a get, almanos, the other wife survives the Yom Kippur. When is it chal? Could it be chal on Yom Kippur? No. Because then the first half of Yom Kippur he has two wives. Right? He can't have two wives at all on Yom Kippur. So when he says almanos on Erev Yom Kippur, he's saying the get should be chal now, almanos. That the other wife lives through Yom Kippur, then I want to be megarish you today. You follow? In Yom Kippur case, it has to be chal Erev Yom Kippur. It will ruin the whole thing if it's not chal Erev Yom Kippur. If the wife dies in the middle, then so the Gemara in Yuma is the kasha. Gemara is, oh, she dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, so then he has two wives. So I think the Gemara answers they give him both again with Tanoi, so that he'll only end up with one. What? Because if she died, then the first half of Yom Kippur she was his wife.
And one wife.
No, but the other wife, you were Makadish Erev Yom Kippur, and you gave her a get on it tonight, which was a Makoyim. But that made that the get was never a get. Married Rachel and Leah. He had two wives the first half of Yom Kippur. He didn't give Kedushin after the other one died. Giving Gamanos. Now, if Gamanos was a Makoyim, comes out, he never gave her a get, so she was married to him from yesterday. So the Samseif is saying, you know what the Samseif did? He took this Mordechai, and he harvested, wasn't he for harvested? He took the three cases, and he analyzed it until he found the difference between the Mishnah and the other two cases. That's what he did. That's how you harvested on such a Mordechai. You have our Mishnah's case and the other two cases. The other two cases have to add something. If they don't add something, it makes no sense that you don't bring that you brought more rayas than from our Mishnah. So why do the other two things add? So if it says they add almanos, the case of Yuma has to be almanos. What about the case of Malchus Beis David? They gave a get before they went to battle. Could they give a get in? They really could. No? They really could. If I die, it should be chal shachas kodem lamis. However, what's the big case? What's the big case in Navi of someone who gave a get before he went to battle? Was? Huh? David and Bathsheba. Right? The Gemara says David was Mizanu with Bathsheba. And Uriah died later in battle. So the Gemara says she didn't have a Dinei Shasish because the get was Talam Afreya. So it's clear from the Gemara that when to Malchus Beis David, they gave a get Almanas. They gave a get that it was Kal B'Shas Nesina, if later he dies in battle. So Zatich Sam Sefer, both of those rayas are rayas to a case of Almanos. So the Kavanah HaMordechai was then to show us that not only a Tanai of Im is Chal, but even a Tanai of Almanos is Chal from those two rayas. That the Din of our Mishnah is true. This is how the Chassam Sefer learned up the Mordechai. Now, till now, it's just telling you Pshat in the Mordechai. So Sefer goes a step further, which is a very big finish. So Sefer asks, he was actually asked, this is a tshuva, it's in a Kufya test. And an Ezra Chelot Beis tshuva, Kufya test. Someone asked him, why does the Rambam leave out this Mishnah? The Rambam does not bring the din of this Mishnah, even though on the side it looks like he did. The Rambam leaves out the din of this Mishnah. Why does he leave it out? So the Chassam Sefer wants to be mechadish that the Rambam was misupik. If our Mishnah is true by all Tanoim or not, is it dafka by Im? Or is it even by Almanos? If you're giving it Almanos, which is Chalam Afreya, maybe that's worse. Maybe that's a Reach Get, even according to Beis Hillel. So Seif is writing really la halacha. He's going to Rambam that maybe since the Mardechai holds there's no difference between him and Alman us, they're all the same. But the Rambam left out our Mishnah because he was misupik. He wasn't sure how to bring our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah even in a get of Alman us? So the Rambam left it out. He said, I don't know. Maybe Beisol is Maiva. If you give a get on the north, that's chafim today, maybe that is a reyach get. Because after all, from today, she thinks she's megureshes. Until later on, she's part of Afreya. So this is the truth of some cipher. This is how we learned up the Mardechai. And this is how we learned in the Rambam, which is a chiddush in the Rambam. There are later tshuvis, later yantif, who say... He says it's a beautiful some cipher when he explained the Mardechai. That they all like it. The way he explained the Mardechai is beautiful. But the way he explained the Rambam, then the Gantiv says you can't do that. You can't take the Beferisha Mishnah and the Beferisha Mardechai passed it that way and suddenly say that the Rambam meant to be Mechalik between him and Amanas. The Rambam just doesn't say anything. Rambam is Saisim. But certainly for Pshat and the Mardechai, it's Gishmak and Agav. This difference between Im and Al-Minas is in Shulchan Aruch. The Chassam Sefer plugs it in here. But the etzem difference between the Tanai of Im and the Tanai of Al-Minas is not a Chassam Sefer's Chiddush. That's Emes Mekuli Alma, before it's in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara goes into a totally different sugya, the Indian of Kail. Pretty much leaves out the basil of our Mishnah. Goes into a totally different but similar case. Sholach le'Rav Yosef Reder Menashe Midvil l'Shmuel Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Yatza Olav Koyel Ish Pleini Koyin Kosev Getli Ishtai V'yeshev Is Tachtov Ish Mishav Shosai Mahu. A Koyel went out that Ish Pleini Koyin wrote a get to his wife and they're still married. Mahu, could you allow such a thing? Sholach lei teitze v'hadova tzarech bedika. What does that mean? Teitze v'hadova tzarech bedika. Teitze she cannot stay married. V'hadova tzarech bedika. And we have to check it out. Mahi, what do you have to check out? Ilei ma ima vatlinan kala oiloi ma vatlinan. Okay. V'hadova asrei d'shmulu. V'hadova lei ma vatli kala. Now let's just teach. You know, we have kala many, many times, kabat nevri v'sechta in Nashim and Ezekin. And the truth is, the taich of kail is a little difficult every time to get a clarified on what kail is. The definition of a kail, as it's brought down, Megabe Ebenezer, Megabe Adin, a kail, you'll know, means a rumor. A kail is a rumor. What kind of rumor? A koil does not have a din koil unless it's ischazit bebedina. Bezdin checked it out. What does it mean Bezdin checked out a koil? How does Bezdin check out a koil? If they check it out, if they get Eidim, it's Eidim. It's not a koil. If they don't get Eidim, it's not Eidim. So Shulchan Aruch, it says that the Bezdin tracks down the rumor, which is an interesting thing very often to track down rumors. They track it down to where it came from, and they tracked it down to Eidim, who tell Beis Din, we heard from Pliny or Pliny. They say who they heard it from. We heard from Pliny or Pliny who said they saw the get. Or if it's a kail that someone's married, they saw the chasidah. But the people who say they saw it, tolchu lehem lemedina sayam, they're not here anymore, they died. It's, we don't have that. So we don't have the Eidim. But we have Eidim who heard it from the Eidim. Now that's called in halacha terms, Eid Mipiyed. Eid Mipiyed is an akasher Eidim. But that makes a koil. So a koil, these two things. It needs that it's a sparsim, that's meforsim. By the Kail, I think the Gemara says has to go at least, I think it says 3 days. Kaladoi Pasuk. People are talking. I always wonder what it means people are talking about it for 3 days. Like, how much can you talk about something for 3 days? But alright, it means that it continues without anybody saying to the contrary. Kail continues for 3 days. And Beis Din checks it out, and they can trace it back to two names of people, but those people are not here. That has a din of a kaya. What is mevatlin on kala? Mevatlin on kala. Gemara says later on the ninth parak that mevatlin on kala means. Shamanu kol yaitzim epi noshim. This time he's talking about the usual case. Mashtikin lehu. The vatulei kala. We tell him be quiet. Does it usually work? Imagine there's a rumor. We tell people be quiet. It's a funny thing. Mashtikin kala. What? It has the opposite effect. No? Mashtikin kala usually has the opposite effect. Probably. Unless we'll be naive and say that it was different. In those days, they were able to be mevat l'kayel. I don't know. But probably what happens is, let's just call someone the Gureshis. And Bezdin says, stop saying it. So what happens now is there's a kayel that plainly is the Gureshis and that Bezdin said, stop. No. We're going to talk about Bezdin said, stop. So if I say that's enough, I'm a shtikin though. To mevat l'kayel, it's enough. People are going to say, Beis Din said, stop saying the kail. So that's called bitul hakail. The nardoi learned the vatlin and kala. They were mevatl, maybe tactics doesn't work. They weren't known to be mevatl. What? Shashta what? People are going to think you're being mazakai bever. Where Rashi says that here? The nardoi learned the vatlin and kail. Learned the indaiti yeil mishaskam. Yeah. Okay. It's going to sound like they're defending someone who didn't have Eir. So that's Koyel, and that's the Mevatlin on Kala, that's Taich and Shas, at least the Dinei Mamin, that's Taich Koyel Grada. One of the things it says about a Koyel is if the person the Koyel is about has one enemy in town, then a Koyel is not a Koyel. Which is pretty. If there's one enemy he has in town, the Kol's not a Kol. Chofetz Chaim brings the Chofetz Chaim pesupik by a Kol of the Leipasik. If you're alive, this is lashon hara to believe it. If there's a Kol of the Leipasik, if you're allowed to believe, if there's this lashon hara to be mekabel, something's in the news. In the news, they catch somebody and they try and he murdered someone. Is there an issue to believe it or not? So the Chofetz Chaim is specific in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, but he says the kail is only if he has no enemies in town. So not so shliach. Anyway, that's the din here of a kail. Now, the Gemara says, what's the Gemara's psak? That if there's a kail, what was the psak? Psak teitze. Teitzei ubat kinelu. So the Gemara explains. Ella, what does it mean by kinelu? The ikarul in the sinak siva. What was the kail? Kosav get leishlam. Kosav writing a get doesn't answer. Is kosav nosan? The ikarul in the sinak siva. So you check who they call in the sinak siva. From the Gemara, ikarul in the sinak siva. The siva gufa mila karul like siva. Just because they call siva in the sina. But Ksiva, they also call Ksiva, so it's no Raya. My Indi, Megalia Milsa, the Karl Nasina, Ksiva, still my Nasa Ka'amri. Teitze. Teitze, Vomer of Ashi, Kokola, the Bus in the Sue, and Lechashiwala. So what do you say? If the Kail is Kosav, and Kosav means Nasan, then you have to look, she has to leave her wife because of the Kail. She has to leave her husband. So the Gemara, does that make sense? Kokola the boss of the sword, man's married to a woman because of a curl, you're going to say Teitze? Where am I Teitze? No, I mean Teitze Misheni. Teitze only means Teitze Misheni. In Cain, Ati Maitze Laz, Abon of Sharishin. If so, they're going to say, oh, the first Cain she was married to, she was a Halala. She was a Grusha, she stayed married to him. So Gemara says, Kiva the Misheni, the Mafkinon, law. Berishan Leimavkinan La, since Lamaisa we didn't take her out of the Rishan, Osi Lameimer Samach Lamisa Gersha. Osi Lameimer Samach Lamisa Gersha, they're going to say it was Samach Lamisa, and Mamela, it's no shot. Okay, so this is the Psak of Agimara, pretty clear that if there's a Kyle, what do we do? If there's a Kyle, a woman's a Grusha, we don't let her marry a Kayin. If she married Be'isir, we say Teitze. But if she's already married, then there's no problem at all. So the Avni Meluim has a Chiddush based on this Sugis HaGemara. First, Avni Meluim brings, Avni Meluim is a Simen Mem Vav, Sukkot Hay. And Avni Meluim brings the following question. The Shaila is, we know Eid Echad Nema Bisurim. By Isser, Eid Echad is believed. What's Isser? A piece of meat is treif. That's Isser, right? Eid Echad Nema Bisurim. We had that Beis in Manama, Frank. That was Gittin. What was that Gittin? The Kedushin. So we have enough Beis. Eid Echad Nema Bisurim was Gittin. Yeah. It was Gittin. So we had Eid Echad Nema Bisurim. So Eid Echad Bisurim is by food. A double shabbat erva, we know needs two eidim. We had it also on that day of the day. That a double shabbat erva pachs b'shalayim. Shaila is to say a woman is a grusha. Is that erva? Is that erva? Is that arayus? It's not arayus. There's no mamzer. Someone marries a kohen marries a grusha. It's an iser. Is that iser? And Eid Echad is believed. Or is that arayos and you need to wait? So it's interesting that the Meluim brings it to Machlokes Rishonim. He says the Taisus Rid says Beferish that it's a davish of Erva. I think we would assume anything to do with marriage is a davish of Erva. A davish of Erva pachas Rishonim. He's not Machalik. He just says to say Eid is
the.
Oh yeah. No, grusha that the husband gave to get is alive. You're right. No. I mean, she's a grusha from a previous marriage. No, she's here because it's familiar. Someone comes and says, "No, she's a grusha." So that eidus to say she was a grusha is that iser, or is that davish of erva? So he brings the Rambam. Interesting, it's the Rambam, Yenna Rambam, that we had on Beis Amud Beis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin that if someone eats chalev, so how many eidim do you need to give Malkus? Two eidim. Give Malkus, you need two eidim. Remember, the Rambam said that if one eid comes and says zu chalev, one eid says zu chalev, and we accept it, we're basically going to say it. And then someone else eats the chalev with hasra of two witnesses, you get malchus. That was the Rambam's chiddush, that to be mazik in his chalev and eid echad is enough. Later, it turns out you're giving malchus based on eid echad, but it doesn't matter. If when the eid echad said it, it was kaidim amaisa, it was before the person ate it. If you look in the Rambam there, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin, the lashon of the Rambam is, if an eid echad says, either zu chelev or zu kalei akerem or zu zayna v'grusha, and then we're mavzik up here that this is chelev or kalei akerem or grusha, and then someone eats the chelev al pi to eidim with asra of to eidim, or he has enough of the kalei akerem with to eidim. Well, he marries the Kayin, he marries the Grusha with two Eidim. He gets Malkus. So it's Beferish and Rambam that an Eid Echad is believed to say that somebody is a Grusha. That someone's a Grusha. Something of the Meluim, we see Shita, so Rambam is that an Eid Echad is believed to say Zagrusha. That's Isurim. That's the Chiddush of Shita, so Rambam. Svara, how to say? Svara, well, how do you define Erva and how do you define Isser?
Do we have an explanation?
What? The Reinach is believed to say that this man is a brother. Similar thing. It's going to end up being Erva. By Yibum, before we do a Yibum, we have an Erechot say that this is the Chalitza. We say, an Erechot say this is the brother. And then he gives Chalitza, and it turns out that the woman now is free to marry. It's very similar. It's very similar to the Rambam. Shasmai said is only an Erechot saying, what's the Lashon Shtomer Doi, that I recognize him, I know him. And it's very similar to the Rambam. Baraya to the case of Grusha Chalutza. Okay. Seems to be the guy. Or Davni or the Tesis Riddle do, I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the Chiddush. That Grusha and Zayna, Yisurei Kayin, is Erecha Nem Bisur. The Chefta Shalis, and his lady is the Chefta Shalis. Erecha Nem Bisur. The Avni Malum says it's klal that wherever Neid Echad is Nema Bisurim, Eid Mepie is also Nema Bisurim. Says there's such a klal that where Neid Echad is Nema Bisurim, Eid Mepie is also believed. I'm not sure what the makar for it is, but that's the klal that the Avni Malum brings. Memela the Avni Malum as a kasha from our Gemara on the Rambam. There's a kasha from our Gemara on the Rambam. Our Gemara says that a koil is enough that a grusha can get married, but if she's married already, she stays married. So frekta avni malu and bishlama like the Tisus Reed. Our sugi is a sugi of koil. So there are rules for Kyle. Kyle is a chumadur. Abana, whatever the rules of Kyle are. But like the Rambam holds Gerusha is Dina Yisr Veheter. It's Dina Yisr. And what's Taicha Kyle? So a Kyle is Eidim P.A. A Kyle is Eidim who heard from other Eidim. So if a Kyle is Eidim who heard from other Eidim, and you hold Gerusha is Dina Yisr Veheter, Grusha's Dina Yisr Veheter, she should have to go out of her husband. She should have to leave her husband. If an Eidim P.A. says that this woman was Megureshes, she should have to leave her husband. Dina Yisr Veheter. Just like if an Eidim P.A. says your meat is treif, you have to throw it out. If an Eidim P.A. says your wife is a Grusha, Kain should have to get rid of her. She have to give her, I don't know, if you forget, I don't know, she have to be separated from her. This is Avdei Malum's Kasha on the Rambam. For our Gemara, you see, it's not true that Karusha is Dina Yisr Veheter. You see, not that way. You have a terrace? The Mechaber says one, the P2, and the Ramah says two from two. I'm not sure that. No, because when one eight is believed, then one eight from an eight, I believe, is also believed.
But maybe what's the
connection
to say that the
if your assumption is right, then you'll be good like the Mechaber, or be shvah to Ramah, you'll say Ramah is the Lord to Rambam. Maybe. You have to prove your assumption. I'm not sure how to check it out.
Assumption's right.
The Mechaber says something else. Another shilik. Chilking the Rambam in this Gemara? Huh? Listen to the Chilik and then tell me the Svara. Davni Malum says, when is the Rambam saying, Eid Echadem to be sure to say a woman's a Grusha? Before she's married. That's the whole Rambam. The whole Rambam is, someone said Zuchelev before anybody ate it. So Eid Echad is believed. The same thing, if you say Zugrusha, before anybody married her, any kayin married her. So you believe to say this is Issur. Masha Ein Kein, once someone married this woman, now you need two Eidim. Eid Echad is not good enough. So, Avdei Malum, it's answered, The Rambam says Grusha is Dina Yisa Beheter before she's married to a Kayin. Our Gemara says, all right, she's married to a Kayin. If she's not yet married to a Kayin, our Gemara Taka says she's also. If she's already married to a Kayin, then Lysaitse. Why? Because if you're already married to a Kayin, then Eidechet is not believed. What's the difference? To Hezber, the difference. Now, the difference answers it. Right? The Rambam's talking before, our Gemara is talking after. What? And after? Why is it Erva? It's not Erva. Aroy is the Surah Karis. So this is a Kayin. It's this allowed. Same Aveira though. What's the difference between Chaylev before and after? To say it's Chaylev, you believe the after also, which is King of Malchus.
Here,
you explained that in the Malum. You're asking, oh, she should have to leave, it's still Esther. That's what I'm asking you. A Svara. But that's not Lachair, it's not true, because by Chaylev, if you already own the Chaylev, I say it's Treif, we don't give you Malkus for it, but we say throw away the Chaylev.
But
so throw it away.
Because it can't do anything. The Eitzitzah does something.
Well, what's the difference if I tell you have to throw away the Chaylev, or I tell you have to throw away the wife?
Throwing
about this, sir?
Throwing away the
wife. It's a field
there. Huh? It's doing something.
Throwing the Chaylev is not.
You're not telling me to throw away the wife. You're saying the whole marriage. You're being back the whole marriage.
I'll tell you the truth. If I was going to have to move, I would learn like you too. So once you're married, I'm not sure how to cut it, but somehow once you're married, it's something like a Dovah Shavara, but that's what I would have assumed. But yeah, but the Einish can't come from an Eirecha. But to say, just like I could tell someone who already owns meat, the meat you own is Nevela, and he has to throw it away. So I say, you own your wife, the wife you own is... A coil, you're right, but that's the whole kasha that I'm the one who's asking. A coil, we're not chayshish for, but an eid echad, we have to be chayshish for. This is eid nepa. So how could you call this coil, which is a drabbanadika creation, this is a deraisadika thing? It's an eid echad. Don't be sorry. That's the whole kasha. The stipler. The more I learn the stipler, the more I picture him as a person with a tremendous imagination. You know, we have all these pictures of being an old years. We assume he's very stifled. Well, first of all, we've seen many times he has all these things that go in circles all the time. You know, this is why the stifler in Ksubis, in Siman Zion, deals with this. He says, to take away possessions from someone, that's mummy. Mummy needs to aid him, right? So what needs to aid him? Nefashis, not Einish Bezdin, Dovah Shebe'erva, and Mami. Right? Isser needs Eid Echad. He says, once the woman belongs to her husband, now, if the husband owns Nevela, a man owns Nevela, he says Nevela, he continues to own it. Doesn't change ownership. If I have a piece of meat, and Eid Echad says it's Nevela, is he affecting my ownership? No. The mice says, I can't eat it. It's not worth so much to me. But he's not affecting my ownership. So up to Stipler, the reason, like the Avi Maluim, you need two Eidim once you're married, is because a man and his wife has certain ownership. Now, we already spoke many times, you don't own the body of the wife. But he owns the Ishus of the wife. He owns the Shivudim of the wife. The wife, or in Yone Ishus, is Meshubetim. She is obligated to him. Whatever the chiyuvim are, just like a man has chiyuvim of sherek sosfayna to a woman has says shibudim to the husband. When a man says, an eirechot says, she's a grusha to a kayin, is she mishubin now to let's say to tashmish with her husband. Is she mishubatim? No. She'll say, what do you mean? It's an avera. So the stipler, it's like dine mominus. You're taking away a possession of the husband. The husband owns something. He owns certain shibudim in the woman. Now, you know why you need two edim? It's a moministic thing that you're doing. You're taking something away from this man. And for that, you need two edim. Now, what do you say to that? It's mominous to take a wife away from a husband. It needs two edim because it's mominous. Yeah, out the fact that she's a grusha, she's not allowed to be his wife, that's iser. But the fact that he owns certain shibudim, that's mominous. It's an imaginative way to look at it. What? Unless
she's a
grusha. They get married. A grusha, Bezdin says, Teisa, certainly he has no shibudim on her. You can't force her to live with him. This or that. If she wants to do an avera, she'll live with it. But she can't force her, right? So to stipulate that pshat in the Avnei Miluim. The pshat. It's imaginative pshat.
The only way this is coming about is through 1A.
It's through 1A.
So this whole thing is coming about through 1A. Basically, what he's saying is the dean, but when you do the
1A doesn't work once they're married. If they get married to Heter, the 1A does not work. Question is, why doesn't it work? So if you would ask me or anybody else here in class, we'd start using the idea of ein davar shaver v'pasul mishnayim. Somehow this being married must be a davar shaver. And yes, the stipler didn't think about it, maybe he thought about it. But he thought about mominus needs to weigh them. And this goes with the rules of mominus. Is a shiva the woman has, a bailus, a husband has in the shibudim of his wife. And that only the ishus of the wife that you can't take away. Stifle brings a very interesting raya to this from a Rabbeinu Yaina Iksubis. As you all know, the first Mishnah Iksubis says that if a man marries a woman and he finds Pesach Pesuach, he finds she's not a Besula, and he goes to Bezdin the next day and she denies it, so Tate says. So the Gemara says when it's a suffix, when it's not a suffix, but basically Tate says bleak suva. He says Pesach Pesula Metzal, she's not a Besula. She claims she is. It's up to Rosh. What happens if she says, it's true, I wasn't a Besula, but Nanasti, someone was ma'anis me, I'm not Osa to you, right? She's married to Yisrael. Says, no, nasty, someone was ma'anis me, Ataka wasn't a psula, and Ataka don't deserve a psula of 200 instead of 100. They're nasty. So the Rosh says she's believed. They're nasty, she's believed. Sakra Benu Yaina, why? Because Bari Bishema, Bari Yadif. She's a Bari, and he's a Shema. Bari Bishema, Bari Yadif. So everyone jumps on this Rabbeinu Yaina. Did you ever hear Bari Bishema? In Hilchis Ishus, Bari Veshema is Dini Mamet. Chayim Benid, you have a Bari and a Shema. Isurim, no Bari Veshema, but Dini Bari Veshema. Bari Veshema, Bari Yadif, is nowhere in Shas, Bari Veshema, the words Bari Veshema, Bari Yadif, only by Mamet. There's no Lashon, Bari Veshema, Bari Yadif, by anything except for Mamet. What? So Stifle wants to bring a Raya from here that for a woman, to be Asura Labaila is Dine Mamanis. It's also Dine Arayas. Explains you have to deal with Dine Arayas too. But it's also Dine Mamanis. What?
The
Mamanis over there is not the Ksuva. It's not, if you mean Ksuva, the 200 or the 100, that's not the Mamanis. Because everyone's mighty, she doesn't deserve 200. She says, I'm mighty, I don't deserve 200. And the husband's mighty, she doesn't deserve. The question is, does she deserve even the 100? So the mominus is the 100. But how's she allowed to stay married to him? He's saying that maybe she was Mizana Tachti. I mean, you want to divide the issue anyway and say Bari Hashem is only, I hear.
Why hold the in the first place? If he wants to do it,
No, it could be he's asking Bezel, what should I do? I'm not sure what to do. He's asking advice from Bezel. Am I Mutata? I'm not Mutata. He doesn't have to go to Bezel, but we want him to go to Bezel. Right, this is a kasha we had a few places in Shas, such a kasha. Chaim asked this kasha in the beginning of Makis. But then Grish ben Chalut said, why are you going to bed? So Sita said, no, he used to go to bed. He said, oh, you know, I remember what he said. Sita said they went to bed because this din of Kibish Shigish Shabbat Mechaizel Magid. So that's why he wanted to go to bed. So say something. Next day he'll say I was joking. So make him go to bed and should be Haggadah, that he shouldn't be able to be Chaizel Magid. Yeah, that was what Sita said. Anyway, I agree that. No, but basically what the Stipler says is Bari B'Shabbat Bari Yadav is a Mamanistic thing, and we're talking about the Mamanist Shabbat. And I hear your timing that's really the Ksuvah is the Mamanist anyway. I suspect it's only because I'm not into the Sugi and Ksuvah enough that I can't answer you. But Akopadim, this is the Stipler's Hanacha, and no, but the everyone was maida to the cheaper one. She was maida. I only deserve 100. She's maida. She said they're nasty. No, really, what you should be saying is they're fighting over the 100. Because if he wants to divorce her, she says he deserves 100. He says, what do you mean? We could argue about that. I'm just thinking now, I mentioned the Mishnah Ksuvis. Isn't the Mishnah Ksuvis a Raya? The Mishnah Makis, I mean. The first Mishnah Makis. Right? Adam Zaymimin. Adam say, this person's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And then they're Muslim. Isn't that a Raya? You need two Adam for Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. If you only need one Adam for Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so then what Adam Zaymimin? We're missing the second one. What? No Zaymimim by one aid, and even if there would be, the second aid would be off the hook. Just like Shtiki Te aid, and the second card is off because the
no,
first.
No, but if you have two aid, you have double moments. On a double issue. So then, if you have one aid.
But the second aid is totally unneeded, totally extra. Adam Zaymimin. If it's one aid, the Mishnah shouldn't say you get Malkus.
There's no din of
Ben
Zaymimin
at all. No din of Ben Zaymimin at all. So it's a raya that you need that Ben Gerusha needs two Eidim. Rashi's lashon by Ben Gerusha is they say Eidim that they saw the get. Saw the get. Of the mother. Before the mother married a kohen. Okay, be that as it may. Alright, tomorrow, just one thing, I'm not sure. I don't know if anybody ever noticed. A person who has something, he thinks other people would notice. I don't know if you ever noticed, but when people on this side of the classroom ask me things, I hear right away. And from this side, I often say, what? See, so this year, I have to have a screw tightened. And I scheduled Dafka for Thursday, 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. I'm not sure, you know, the tightening, what effect it has on the brain behind it. I'm not sure what time I'll be if I'll be here in time for shir. I scheduled as early as I could, and I scheduled dafka for Thursday because shir is until 12. The last line I do it in the summer is because you can't fly for 6 weeks afterwards. I wasn't willing to give up Eretz Yisrael, and I got Eretz Yisrael in the summer, so I scheduled for tomorrow. So I hope to make it back in time for shir, It's an hour and a half away. They're doing it 7:30. You go to doctors, they make it sound like, oh, you're up at 8:30, I'll be done. And what'll happen, I don't know, but I'm hoping to be able to be back in time for hopefully for 12 o'clock. Either way, the rest of the Gemara till the next Mishnah is relatively simple. There's one thing I'd like to be mevarim. The next sugya, on the next Mishnah, sugya of Ein Adam Maisa B'Yasa B'Yaznus. Someone once asked me a question, maybe it was in class, I don't remember. And I like, it's one of those things I wanted to be mevar. It sounds like the question you could ask anybody anytime, one of these things. We have a rule, Ein Adam Maisa B'Yasa B'Yaznus. We have such a klal. Does that mean that any time people know that someone else was mezana, it's a kedushin? Let's say bezman hazeh, you have people that are mezana. All right, there are no eidim. But let's say you have two people, so let's see them go into a room biyichud. Does that mean that they're married automatically? People who are involved in znus. I mean, some people do znus and they're not interested in being married. We have this Kabbalah, Ein Adam Maisa B'Yasa, Yikam Eim Achleis V'Sham Eim Yisol. So I don't know if somebody could find the Gedarim. I just want to give you some work to do in case I'm delayed. This I hope to do tonight. To try to track down in the Klal of Ein Adam Maisa B'Yasa B'Yaznus. Where does it apply? And it doesn't sound to me like Bizman Azeh, everybody's Mizana wants to marry the person of Mizana. Maybe if someone's Muslim is most different. I'm not sure what the Gedarim are. But I once had a meister with, it wasn't the yeshiva life, a very modern circle, and before the chasana, the chasan kala were minded to me that they were involved in this beforehand. Why'd they tell me? Because they're worried about the ksuba. You see, you know, they're frum about the ksuba, because they're ksuba readers, you know, who will tell them it's a bad stula for them or something. So they had a shayla what to do with the ksuba. She's not a basula. So you know, they originally came to me, she's not a basula, what do you do? So, you know, I tried to add to them that they were mezana. Now if you say, you know, that was a biyaznus, so you have a shayla about a bracha's kedusha, and how the kedusha makes a bracha. And you'd be, all right, if there were no eidim, back there's no shayla. But I want to know, is that the answer, that there were no eidim? If two people saw them going to yichud, do we have such a klal, you know, that was a biyaznus, do we have such an umdina? I would think there's men hazeh, not. Anyway, so this prat I would like to be mevar. It's Hashem. The next Gemara to the Mishnah is easy, and hopefully we shouldn't have a conversation with Eric.